Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. Welcome in to Sports Saturday on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, YouTube, and Twitch for the kids. I am Joe Fisher with a special guest today, Andre 3000. I had no idea that he would be into the studio today.
That's the flute.
That's your flute. I don't think you're hitting the wind in the right direction there.
Something like
that. Are you okay? What is happening over there?
I was getting ready to put the headphones on.
Get headphones. You've been here for 10 years, and you use these ratty-ass left-ear-only working headphones.
Well, I'm only here once.
The communal headphones are probably going to give you a disease, hepatitis at some point.
Knocking on wood, because it's been like 11 years. Hopefully, you know, it doesn't happen.
But headphones are like $10, $15.
You know what, Joe? Let's band together. We will buy him a pair of headphones for Christmas.
Okay, number one, I have a pair of headphones. I just don't want to bring them here. I'm real forgetful. So, number one, top of the morning to everybody before I start talking. But I'm real forgetful, and them joints would have been left somewhere. And if here...
Leave them here!
Headphones disappear. There have been so many pairs of headphones around here. This is the one that doesn't have a sound in the left ear right ear.
You got no snare in your headphones.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, I don't want to leave my headphones here and accidentally then never see them again, because it's bound to happen, for sure.
No, it's not.
It absolutely is.
Be an adult. All right?
I'm sorry.
I mean, he's not wrong. Headphones do get stolen in radio studios. That is a thing. Like, leaving stuff in a radio studio is not typically...
We have lockers in the bathroom.
Well, then you got to bring your own lock.
My headphones
I'm hearing a lot of excuses. I'm hearing a lot of candy-ass excuses.
I
got
to take my headphones to the bathroom.
You know what? Drop down and give me 10 right now.
I'll do it.
Up-downs.
I'll do it.
What the hell is this?
I want to see some up-downs.
I'll do it.
Drill sergeant.
I've gotten very used to doing...
Get those feet chopping.
Some form of up-downs. Or what's the other word? Sprawls.
High knees, damn it.
Caterpillar crawls.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've got PTSD from up-downs.
Do you guys have two-a-days?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We had three-a-days.
You had three? That was
I don't
legal?
Think that was... No. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Did you guys win state?
No.
Then it was a waste of time.
It's just like, what'd you win, three-a-days like,
are for teams in Texas that are intending to win state. You know,
that's Sherwood Bowman football is what that is. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No, I think they've scaled that back. No, but...
I don't think they do two-a-days at all anymore.
No, I'm not sure it's legal at all.
Again, that's part of our sissy-ass society that we live in nowadays.
And the cold part
kids
is...
Kids don't have two-a-days no more.
I don't know about you guys, but two-a-days were always brutal, but always some of the most fun that we would end up having. Seriously.
Like, I disagree.
You did?
Oh, man, I love two-a-days.
No, seriously, they were brutal, but again, it's being around your team literally... all day. So you and your best boys just out there, man, doing
grab assing.
Usually a lot of grab assing. It's just after the first team or second team or whatever goes in, you're just kind of standing around waiting to do stuff and everything like that. Like, the beginning part is super hard, all the drills, all the everything, but Man, I always had, like I said, those little breaks and stuff like that, or when we just sitting on the side, just kind of grab ass and whatever. Like, that was always a lot of fun.
My team was full of a bunch of jerks.
So probably not as fun.
Not as fun.
Okay. Bad chemistry.
Yeah.
Team culture over at
South Salem High School.
Oh yeah.
South Salem.
Yeah. The Saxons.
Culture. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Coach DeFoe at the time. From the top down. I don't think it was a good culture.
Real cultural problem at South Salem.
It usually was, actually.
The boys aren't invested. Now, we called them three-a-days, but the morning time was conditioning.
Right.
Where we had a conditioning coach, so we would all get there. It was no pads. It wasn't working on routes or anything, or, you know, plays.
Some sprints.
We were just, you know, 5 back, 10 back, 15 back, 20 back. You know, we're doing high knees all the way down here. We're doing shuffle, 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 switch to karaoke.
Truffle, shuffle.
You know, doing all sorts of conditioning activities. That was in the morning.
Monkey rolls.
That was in the morning. I think we did that for hour and a half. We did that. And then we would take a break for the entire day. And then our first actual football practice would start at 5 and go until 7:30. And then we would take an hour break for dinner where our parents would then drop dinner off for us.
Spaghetti, salad.
Something carbohydrate full.
I always looked forward to my dinner because my parents had an Asian pear tree in the backyard. Those little yellow pears, mm-hmm. those yellow round ones. There was one in my dinner every time. It was delicious.
Hate pears.
You hate pears?
Pears are disgusting.
Oh.
You sound like you're from Texas right now, Joe. Three days, pear tree in the backyard.
Yeah, boys of fall, baby. After we crushed dinner, and then we went right back on the field from about 8:30 to 10:30 or something like that. So we were...
And we didn't win state.
No. We got...
Did we get close?
We got to December. We got to the semifinals. And then... Okay. And then Jefferson. The Demos. Those damn Demos.
Which will probably never happen again. You know, not for a while. A long while.
I hate to do the whole, like, I don't remember my senior year. But that year, we played them second game of the season. We beat them 40-6 in that game. And then we played them in the semifinals of the playoffs and lost to them. We were devastated. I was a blubbering mess in the locker room after the game.
Yeah, the last game of high school is not a pretty sight. Like, you might not cry in front of your team, but you're going to cry in the car. You're going to cry in the shower. There's going to be a time where you're going to get there and it's going to hit you that whole process was over, and that sucks.
Yeah, you can't. It's done. I mean, like, you can play, you know.
Did you guys
basketball nowadays? Yeah. Afterwards, you know,
like,
soccer.
You're gonna have another season, but baseball. There's something about football and that camaraderie and that being, because basketball guys, excuse me, are not around each other all day the way football players typically were during the season. Right? I'm talking about
snapping each other's ass in the shower with a towel.
Yeah, like on tournaments and stuff like that, when basketball players have to travel, that's something different. Maybe. Like, of course, they're around each other because football players don't have traveling teams and whatnot. But you're talking about in-school teams. Like, football players are around each other all the time. Joe just talked about a full day he had for, 2 weeks?
2-3 weeks, yeah, something
like
that.
Stuff like that, to where you're just around, like, your guys and stuff like that. And
I remember we didn't get a water break one day.
Oh.
Just no water.
Also illegal.
Those are some violations.
Yeah.
Exactly. You guys didn't have, like, we called it the cow?
Oh, yeah, with the
water cow.
The hoses off of it.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. Did you guys see at the end of the Texas game, Texas A&M, I think it was?
Yeah.
And the two boys from Texas kind of just sat in the end zone and just soaked it in. It's my last game here and everything. This is awesome. You know, the friends, they played high school football together, and then they go and they play college football together, and they just kind of sit there together and just like, this was awesome. Like, I mean, win or lose, or no matter how your season, when you think back at those times, like, yeah, that was some of the most fun ever. So shout out to all the football, basketball, soccer, volleyball players that, you know, get to experience that, you know, throughout high school. Cherish it. There it is. Yes, man. Love your friends. Love this time. Cherish it. Because once it's over, it's all taxes and worries from here.
Friday nights.
Seriously.
Cold beer after a game.
Yeah, what do you say? It's all babies and memories. Babies and memories.
Boys of fall. Boys of fall, baby.
Yeah, so enjoy it and everything. I know high school basketball started. You guys can get to any of those?
No, I have not gone to any high school basketball. I would like to, but then again, I don't. I don't care that
there's
much.
There's some ones out there.
I don't have kids.
There's some ones.
No, there's some kids out there that are going to be a big deal, you know, on the next level, you know, in college and whatnot, potentially further. So Hey, man.
Where do I got to go for that?
Oh, man. There's a kid who's a freshman at Reynolds, and he's the best
Reynolds?
Freshman in the state. Yeah. And his brother was really good. He's a sophomore this year. But the freshman I think he's going
to the league. Home of Drew Eubanks?
Drew Eubanks, yeah. Reynolds? But the freshman, I think he's going to the league. Man, he's 6'4".
Reynolds?
Yeah.
Reynolds is producing talent like that again?
Actually, his dad is my barber. And I when I go and watch this kid play, I'm like, yeah, he's got it. You know.
Oh, okay, so you see him play.
Yeah.
There's not his dad, my son.
No. I wouldn't just gas my man like that. He is super talented. But at the same time, like, this kid is amazing. There's a kid at Grant and a freshman at Benson. Like, there's some kids that are all over. The best freshman in the state, or excuse me, the best guard in the state, considered probably the best player, is Zamir Paschel.
Sure.
And yeah, he's awesome. Over at Central Catholic. So there's a lot of kids that are
ballers,
man, for sure.
They're got out some
there.
Ballers. Well, I will say this, that yeah, it is now basketball season, not for the not just high school but the youth as well.
Mm-hmm.
I love basketball. I don't
it's
know
so
if
much
you,
fun.
I don't know if you guys have this about like a sport where you love the game but like professionally it doesn't really do it for you. I feel like NBA right now is kind of going through it. When NBA playoffs roll around, like, I'm in. You know, sign me up. I'm watching. You get close to the playoff race. If the Blazers are obviously better than they are right now, I'm pretty invested. But for the most part, like, I used to be an NBA diehard. Mm-hmm. Like, I would always be looking at the standings, watching games, like, just really following it. And then I don't know if it was, you know, Dame leaving or the years leading up to Dame leaving where the team just sucked, and then, you know, just the vibes of NBA basketball now. But when I'm watching, like, my son, I go to all my son's practices for the most part, and when I'm in, I'm locked in on what the coach is, like, telling him. I'm about to get out there and start running some reps, like, and then going to their tournaments and stuff and watching them play basketball. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, no, again, when you're watching everything pretty much before pro, like, you see how hard those kids are out there playing.
Mm.
Middle school.
For the heart of the game.
High school and stuff like that, into college. Like, I think college can be kind of sloppy sometimes. Like, I think high school can be very sloppy. But you see how hard those kids are playing. You see how much they want to win. And then you get to the NBA, and it's kind of like everybody's pacing themselves.
Mm.
The one team that's not pacing themselves. Or
you got
maybe
one guy that's hungover from the night before going out too late.
You know, like, yeah, it's always kind of the way it goes. But the one team.
One guy probably smoked a blunt driving up to the arena.
Well, it's legal now, so they do it. It's part of the pregame. I mean,
there's someone smoking a blunt on the bench. 18,
yeah. Not, it's not legal.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, so, hey. Hey, but most guys under 18 aren't in the NBA.
Well,
so.
Come on, PSA. It really is bad for a developing brain, so don't do it until you're an adult. Come on. Like, that's,
oh, well, sure.
Alcohol doesn't have that effect like pot does.
That's a man just trying to avoid an FCC violation for us right there.
No,
there
I'm serious.
What a nice
and
guy.
I see where
PSA,
you are,
baby.
Man.
Nice.
You're the real MVP, Jordan.
I'm just trying to help.
No, but
you're the real MVP. The more you know.
And I think one of the reasons, Joe, that you might be feeling this about the NBA is because the Blazers aren't good. You know, you were checking standings and stuff because the Blazers were a part of them, and they could move up, potentially move down, whatever. But now when you know they're not really close to a part of the standings that's important, it's kind of like, you know. And then there's a lot of really young, good players in the league, but nobody that's super, like, compelling.
Speaking of youth basketball, though,
mm-hmm.
You know who I get to see today? I get to see one head coach, Brandon Sprague.
Oh,
his his team is in the same tournament as my son's team. It's the Canby Cougar Classic today, this weekend.
All right,
yeah, and he will be coaching the game before and the game after my son plays. So there's a long enough break where you bet your sweet ass I will be in those stands and I will be observing and I will come back with a full scouting report on one head coach, Brandon Sprague, on his team. How the vibes? Is he yelling at his girls just going in? Just, what the are you doing out
full
there?
Bobby Knight? That'd be awesome.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, chair throwing.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I'm intrigued. Yeah. And then coworker Marisa, one of the fellow AEs here, salespeople, her daughter should be playing. And I love watching the middle school girls because they get after it, dude. They are absolute animals. I call Joey out, my son, and his teammates all the time. I'm like, you guys don't play that hard.
No.
And they're like, what? And I'm like, look at them. They're scratching and clawing and fighting, diving for balls. Like, it is absolute mayhem out there.
Listen, shout out.
You guys don't do any of that.
Shout out to the ladies' basketball programs across, you know, the country. So check this out. I've told you guys I do PA announcing for the Portland Community College Panthers, right?
Go Panthers.
And I watched the ladies. I did the ladies' tournament, like, I want to say 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
2-3 weeks ago. And when I say they go
right
for it.
Right after performing roses?
Yes, you know what I'm saying? Because they smell like boo-boo.
Yeah.
But, you know, but yes, I did a halftime performance and everything. People loved it. And they went crazy. But watching these ladies that go for loose balls and stuff like that, the way they hit the ground, like there is no like just kind of reach out. Like the boys are cute, right? They're going to reach out and try to pick it up and grab it and make
finesse.
A play and everything like that. No, these girls were like demolition derby type stuff to get to the ball. And like there were so many injuries and so many. This one young lady hit her face on the ground so hard.
Hell yeah.
Trying to get the ball. She came out of the game for a little bit. Face was all red on one side. I was like, oh my gosh. She got back in it though and kept playing. So yes, man, they play much, much tougher, which is a big reason people have kind of shifted to college basketball for women. Is because you can see they play a little harder, and on top of that, they have names that you recognize over 2 or 3 years.
And you got girls like Audi Crooks out there,
who is a monster,
balling up, dropping 47
points. I can't wait to see what she does
with a 5-inch vertical.
I can't wait to see what she does in the WNBA. Apparently, that's not important, right? How many girls? How many women in the WNBA have a crazy vert? I'm curious of what the highest vertical is in the WNBA.
Just skyscraper, just absolutely. Just,
I bet it's like Asia Wilson or something like that, and it's like,
I don't know,
like 27 inches.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah. I'm gonna look that up.
But yeah, I'm excited for some basketball for the love of the game today. It's the tournaments. I don't mind it this time of year. I don't mind. Now, I do mind having a 4 or 5 hour break in between games. That sucks. Having to wait that long for the next game. But again, luckily, I'll get to go see Brandon Sprague's team. And say, you want to talk about culture? That's what I'm going to be looking for.
Better than going to hang out at the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Sprague was a pretty good basketball player from what I hear. So he might be a pretty good coach.
Yeah,
or it could be a terrible coach. That's usually how good basketball players work.
I hope he's on the refs. Like, I want to hear him working the refs for those calls, Joe. So you better get back to us and tell us that, like, Sprague is like Greg freaking Popovich every time. Being like, come on, give us the call.
You know who I'd love to see as a youth coach? That guy right there, Jordan Schultz.
Oh, he's not making it the whole game.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Oh, no, he's going to be tossed.
Yeah.
He's going to be tossed.
Yeah, he's getting
Absolutely.
Tossed first quarter.
That'd be amazing. I would love
He's
Vince Vaughn from the end of Old School. You know, toss a chair on. Let's make it official, jackass. Let's make it official. Yeah, that's you.
I might have been kicked out of a middle school bet. Yep, a middle
I'm
school
shocked.
Basketball game as a kid. I might have.
All right. Well, here's your first segment for you. I'm ready. It's 9:17. It is not 6:17. So the energy has been brought. All right. Woke up feeling cheesy. I woke up feeling cheesy. Oh, no.
Dang it. I woke up feeling the cheesiest, coach.
When I woke up ready.
I did wake up ready. Actually, I didn't wake up ready. It took me a while to get out of bed. But we're here. We're ready to go. Ready to rock and roll. Ready to talk about some better athletes than youth athletes.
I mean, sure.
Professional.
Okay, there we go.
And or collegiate.
We can do both.
Okay. Let's do collegiate next. Let's get right to it. How did we end up here? We get to that next here. Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW.
this is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In the commercial break, for some reason, you were talking about the 2004 Lakers. Or the team that had that lost the Pistons.
Oh, yeah.
And you said that Gary Payton and Karl Malone didn't play.
Or they didn't play for the whole series. They end up getting hurt. Malone ended up sitting for X amount of games. I can't remember. Okay. And then Gary Payton, you know, I think he did play, but I think he was terrible.
Malone only played like half that season, if memory serves. Like they weren't healthy all year. Yeah, they were getting older.
But they did get the number one seed. I think it was the number one seed or a two seed or something like that. After they beat the Blazers in that last game of the season, that was the year that Kobe hit those two crazy shots to win the game. Here at the Rose Garden, do you remember that?
I do not.
You don't.
Sounds like something he did quite often.
No, but it was really crazy because Reuben Patterson couldn't have played any better defense Kobe. It
Kobe
was
stopper.
Straight up in the air. Kobe made two of the craziest 3-pointers you could ever expect somebody to make, and it was crazy. And that's how they ended up getting the one seed. And they were great up until they played that damn Pistons team, who looks a lot very similar to this Pistons team that's playing right now, except they might have better scoring. Definitely have better scoring.
It's conference championship week.
Yes.
In college football. Right now on the television, we have the Big 12 championship on. It's BYU taking on Texas Tech. Texas Tech firmly in the driver's seat for a first round bye if they end up winning this game. It is scoreless still, 0-0. 8:30 left to go in the first quarter. Later today, 1:00, you got Georgia at Bama, Indiana at Ohio State, Duke at Virginia in the ACC.
What a week for BYU, by the way.
I don't know. What happened for BYU?
Oh, you know, nothing. Just Crumble Cookie stepping out.
Oh,
saving their head coach. Right. Like the whole fight with Penn State. Like, yeah. Big deal.
Yeah, keeping Kalani Sitake. Yeah,
as their head coach.
But BYU, they need to win this game to get in. I don't think that they are respected like a 2-loss Notre Dame, 2-loss Miami, or a 2-loss Alabama, or a 2-loss Oklahoma. I think they feel that all four of those teams are better than a 1-loss in the regular season BYU. But boy, I am very intrigued to see what will happen if BYU ends up winning this game today, because then you got to include them. They'll be one of the highest ranked conference champions. And then Texas Tech, they're in regardless of what happens mm-hmm. today. So if BYU snags that last spot, then the committee who, man, I just, when leading into this segment, I said, how did we get here? When we got the 12-team playoff, 4-team and 12-team playoff, we thought like everything was going to be all roses and everything would be fine, and that finally we got what we wanted in a playoff in college football. And for some reason, when we got rid of the BCS, we were like, hey, now we're going to actually have humans making the decisions, right? We're going to have humans make. Now we're at a point where we can't really like take the committee at their word and being trustworthy just because they make up stupid rules all the time that Miami and Notre Dame are in the same tier, even though Miami is only like two spots below them and they beat Notre Dame. And for some reason that the benefit of the doubt they're giving Oklahoma, saying, well, Oklahoma beat Alabama, so yeah, they're in. But it's like
Oklahoma in?
I believe the SEC, my man. And then, but they're like, okay, well, Miami beat Notre Dame. Like, well, that's different.
Yeah, that's not the same though, yeah. Right? And it's never, you know.
So I'm just like, again, I'm a sicko. I'm going to be watching all the college football playoff games. I love college football. I definitely understand people's gripes and frustrations at the reasoning behind some of the decisions of the college football playoff committee. Because, yeah, sometimes it just seems like they're just making stuff up as they go.
That's exactly kind of what it is. And the truth is, there's always going to be this SEC bias in college football. We just have to. I think we're at the point now. We're all old enough to be able to accept it. We don't get as angry about it now. Remember, there was a time that we would be pissed about the fact that the SEC was always included and always had the most teams and was always considered the best or whatever. Now I think we all kind of conceded to the fact that this is just how people are going to feel about it, no matter how dominant the Big Ten was. And let's think about it. The Big Ten has three teams, and at the top three, there's one loss between them. That's insane, right? Between Ohio State, Indiana and Oregon, you're talking one loss between three of the top five teams in the country. Like, that's crazy. That's not the SEC. That's the Big Ten. But still, they're going to find a way to make sure that, you know, we talked last week about a three-loss Texas potentially being in this thing.
No, that's not happening.
No, it's not happening. But there might be some internal conversation about, well, you know, it is Texas and it is, you know, the arch and all these things. It's like, I'm with you, it's not going to happen. But again, that's the kind of the thought process. But I mean, we're never going to be all the way happy with the playoff system. It's just not going to work. I mean, as humans, we're always going to want more. We're always going to want it our way. And there's always going to be a team that feels like it should be me, you know. And in the case of Miami, it should be them over Notre Dame. I think we can all kind of agree on that. If I beat you, we have a similar record, I should be ahead of you. I don't think that's pretty simple math, yeah?
Well, like I said, the arbitrary, like, win head-to-head matters. Like,
does it anymore, though?
Yeah, I mean,
it should.
Because who did BYU's last loss to?
BYU's last loss was to Texas Tech.
So if they lose a close game to Texas Tech today, like, I mean, should they be still considered? I mean, really, you didn't lose to, I guess, inferior talent. You're losing to the number four team in the country right now. You lost to them twice, and one of them is a close loss, if this is indeed a close one. I hope it's a win for BYU, but whatever.
I mean, as far as being left out, you guys, it's no matter if it's two teams, four teams, 12 teams, 16 teams, somebody's computers, yeah, humans deciding it. We were pissed when teams were left out, you know, of a BCS championship, so we tweaked that. Then we tweaked it again to try to let the formula maybe, you know, allow for the weight of scores. Then we took away the weight of scores in the BCS championship because people were running it up on each other. So we have tried year after year after year to come up with a fix. There will never be a fix, and hell, by the time we die, guys, there might be like a 32 team freaking tournament. Like, it'll be like December madness because they just can't make anyone happy.
It happened in college basketball, right? People weren't happy about the number of teams, so let's make it a field of 64. That's a lot of college basketball teams all of a sudden. Initially, the playoff started because the BCS was typically getting it wrong. They would send a team that should have been undefeated, but now they're number three and they're not going to get to play for the national championship. Like, what is that? So let's just make it the top four teams. Like, nobody can be mad about that, right? Of course they can. So there's always going to be a reason, especially when it's your team, especially when it only happens when it works against the SEC. But that's the only time this ever really is an issue, is when it works against the SEC.
You can text in to the program, 503-864-6326, or jump on the YouTube chat, share your thoughts on the playoffs, and again, basically just how we got to this point where, and I try not to, like, I'm not watching the playoff rankings released every week and hearing Hunter Yorchek, the college football playoff committee chair, head, whatever you want to call him, talk and explain his reasoning. I'll see the clips. I'll see, you know, the quotes after the fact. But I'm just curious where fans, how their feelings sit with the playoff format now and what it's going to be is 16 teams. I guarantee that we will be seeing next year.
It's coming.
Get into some more playoff talk, including what lies ahead for the Oregon Ducks. Do that next year, Sports Saturday, on the Fan Sports Network. But first, Schulze with the Sports Center update.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Conference championship weekend going on right now. Texas Tech BYU still scoreless in the Big 12 championship. At 1 o'clock, you have the SEC championship game. At the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, breaking news, they will have a Flaming Hot Cheeto crispy chicken with fried peppers and jalapenos, cheddar, sliced tomato, shredded lettuce with jalapeno ranch on a chala bun. Sign me up. Absolutely wreck me.
I'll take one.
I was going to say, does that not sound like a nice night or two on the toilet after?
Give me an absolute, just devastating ulcer after that one.
I'll take it.
Cheeto crispy chicken with fried peppers and jalapenos.
Good football game food.
Like, good Lord. How could you even finish that?
I would destroy the Mercedes-Benz sewage system. A lot. They might have to stop that game like halfway through it. It'd be like, oh, excuse us, fans, if you could please evacuate the stadium.
Yeah, everybody's just sitting around.
Sewage is overflowing. And
you guys have all been to Autzen, right? Joe, I know you have. Rashad, you have. Yeah.
Yes.
I have the very, very vivid memory. So
of you destroying one of the bathrooms at Autzen?
I don't think I ever did, but 20 years ago, the bathrooms were a lot tinier at Autzen, and the smell probably after the second quarter when you walked into the men's bathroom, talk about sewage, talk about poop. That was one.
Talk about poop.
One negative of going to Autzen Stadium at that time was the unadulterated just smell of ass that you would get walking into
the bathroom. I think that applies to like 99% of sports stadiums.
I have never walked into, at least at the time, never walked into a stadium that I remembered that smell so much.
Hey, Research Stadium, Autzen. You just do it out in the concourse.
Seriously.
Well, that's true. That's a little different there. So you can't really smell it open air, right?
Flaming hot Cheeto. Crispy chicken sandwich with fried peppers, jalapenos.
I am looking at this, and hell no.
What I'm looking at on the TV is BYU going up 7-0. They scored the first touchdown of the day.
Yeah.
Things are about to get interesting. A little trick play, direct snap to the running back who fakes the pitch to the quarterback. And then he keeps it himself, and bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Up 7-0, BYU.
What would Chris Berman go? Mormons? Would that be what he's doing here?
Is that what he would say?
Well, because really? He like the NFL primetime, like Panthers?
He goes, Brigham Young into the end zone.
There you go.
Man, I miss Berman.
NFL primetime, still on every week.
So BYU up 7-0. We had some games decided last night in the group of six. We had two group of six champions claimed. James Madison, they beat Troy 31-14. The James Madison Dukes, I believe. And then in the American Championship game, you had Tulane beating North Texas 34-21. So the big if in this one is if Virginia wins today, then it will be Tulane will be the lowest ranked conference champion. If Duke wins today, mm-hmm. and this is where things could get interesting, if Duke ends up winning the ACC, do they rank Duke, or will James Madison be the fifth highest ranked conference champion? And then at that point, Rashad, we would be getting both Tulane and James Madison in the playoffs and not the ACC champion, which is wild.
Does that sound cool to anybody?
No.
I mean,
does anybody want to watch James Madison play? No, Texas, please let us know. Does anybody want to watch? Unless you have a son or a nephew on the team.
Listen, I'll go. It's catch-22 because me, I'm like, dude, give me the dogs, give me the upsets, give me the group of six, group of five teams getting in there and getting a shot. You cannot tell me that Texas or Miami or Vanderbilt or BYU, if they get left out, that they would lose to James Madison. Maybe James Madison would keep it interesting against BYU. Maybe they'd keep it interesting against a Vanderbilt, but all four of those teams are beating James Madison. And I don't know if you saw the hypothetical spread for if Oregon were to play James Madison in the first round.
It was pretty ugly.
It was like 24.5.
And I think pretty close to that for Tulane, too.
Yeah, so it's I go back and forth where I'm like, I love seeing these small schools get a chance, but in a 12-team college football playoff format, giving up 1/6 of the spots to group of six teams, Tulane and James Madison, that's the part that if I was a Texas fan or a Miami fan, that if I'm getting left out and I'm like, okay, I understand the automatic qualifiers are for conference champions, but you're going to sit there with a straight face and tell me that Tulane and James Madison is better than Miami?
And they would run them off the field if they played against them.
Stop. That is the one thing where I am in favor of going to 16 is that, all right, if we're going to be able to get a couple spots in there for the group of five teams like a James Madison and Tulane, we got to be able to just put in this next tier of teams who have some impressive wins on the season, right? Like Miami beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame's going to be getting into the playoff. You know, Texas, they just beat Texas A&M. Texas A&M's going to be getting into the playoffs. So the whole idea of, well, you know, these teams lost three games, you know, they should win. I get that. I understand both sides of it where it's like, don't lose three games. Don't lose a quarter of your games throughout the season. But with that said, you know, Texas and Ohio State, like Texas is going to be on one of the teams left out. Let's not act like Ohio State won that game by four touchdowns, right? Like, they lost by a touchdown, and they outgained Ohio State offensively. So as we get closer to the playoffs and the teams that are going to be in as far as group six go, there is part of me that I felt this way a few months ago. I was even saying, I was like, we're going to 16. Like,
it's coming.
I mean, you're going to have Texas and some of these top schools left out.
It's too much money to be made,
and
man.
Yeah, they're just going to be, they're going to be pissed. That's why they moved the deadline back to like January 23rd. It was supposed to be December 1st to come up with a new playoff format, and they pushed it back to January 23rd because they wanted more time to figure this out, because they're going to figure it out. They'll come to an agreement, whoever's going to cave. And I know it's more so Big Ten is, you know, kind of holding things up as far as the format they want versus the SEC. But, yeah, so, it's pretty wild times that we're in.
So, and I know we have to break, but let's just assume that, you know, and I know things are going to change, but just I'm just looking at the college football playoff as it is today, like right now at this time at 9:42, right? And if we were to go to 16, USC is in, Texas is obviously in, Vanderbilt, you know, that's a lot of money. That's on, especially when you start talking about USC and Texas being in there for an additional game. Like, so eventually they will go to 16.
I don't think USC would be in if it was 16 teams.
I mean, just because I'm looking just right now at the, you know.
Oh, I know. They are 16.
They are 16. But like,
that's where that Tulane.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If we're just looking at it just today, now at 9:43, like, we know things are about to change is based on wins and losses this afternoon, but those are the teams that would be in. It's like, yeah, that's a lot of money that they would be able to kind
of
think about there. Yeah,
a lot of fan bases.
So it's going to happen. It will eventually happen. Now that they're seeing how successful this playoff has been, it has been successful for them. Whatever, you know, we want to say, they've gotten the right champion so far. So I think they eventually will as well. It's only a matter of time.
What is Oregon's path going to look like, though? That will be determined throughout today, but the odds are pretty in favor of one outcome of what it's going to look like for the Oregon Ducks. Get to that next here on Football Sports Saturday. Sports Football Saturday? Either way, one of the two. It's the Fan Sports Network. Grinch.
Give me the ox, bro.
Is green. The Ducks are green. Look at that radio segue.
Pass the ox, Jordan.
The ox?
Yeah.
Oh, AUX. I thought you meant like ox, like oxtails or something like that.
Why would I ask him to pass the oxtails, Joe?
I don't know, like Christmas meal, roast beef, or fair roast enough. Beast. I don't know.
Roast beast.
Yeah, roast beast.
Ducks, what's going to happen with them? What do you want for them to happen? We talked about this in the Ducks postgame show last weekend, is that it's funny the mix of fans that some of them want the home game just because they want a home game, a home playoff game at Autzen, and then some of them are like, dude, if things were to play out where BYU were to win today and Texas Tech maybe gets knocked down like a spot or two and Oregon gets a bye week, it's a four spot, like, I don't know. I personally like the idea of my players not playing more than they need to and not getting possibly injured. Like, call me crazy. And I understand the idea of a home game at Autzen in the playoffs. Like, that'd be fun. But also, if you're telling me, like, you get to play Tulane. James Madison, welcome to Autzen. I'm like, oh, okay, can we just not do this? Can we just have a bye week, please?
Listen, a lot of people I've spoken to have been like, oh, man, yeah, I'm so glad Oregon is going to get the fifth seed. And I'm like, why? That's crazy. So you want them to play an extra game? You want potentially for one of your players to pull a hamstring that lingers for too long or twist an ankle or something silly that, like, you don't need right now? Like, why wouldn't you want your team to be as healthy as they can be and have a game that they don't have to play in a playoff scenario? Like, why would you want them to play more football than they need to? Like, that's crazy to me.
I understand wanting the being cool with the fifth seed as far as the path goes. You know, it's the one of the easier paths. You would play probably Texas Tech. Again, we'll see how it plays out. But, yeah, you play the four seed right away after you play either a Tulane or James Madison. Like, as far as, again, like, what's the easiest route as far as matchups and teams you're going to be playing, then that's definitely, you know, ideal to be at five. But yeah, give me an extra week. I don't care. Like, some of these teams are going to be having to wait a while to play games anyway. So the whole, like, rust argument of, well, I don't want them to sit out for too long. One, it's also football. Like, just the team who shows up ready to play,
that's who usually wins,
you know,
right?
2 week break, 3 week break, 4 week break, whatever. All these teams are going to be having a break for a while.
And
so to me, if it's like, Oregon will take almost a month off, like over a month off in between games. I'm like, okay, sounds good to me. Sounds like a lot of guys nursing their injuries and getting healthy and being able to be at tip-top shape in order for that game.
I'll tell you what it is, guys. I'll tell you exactly what it is now. Last year played in, because this is the first year that, you know, really, what, second? This is the third year of the playoff? How many?
Of the 12 team?
Yeah, the 12
this
team.
This is the second year.
Second year? Okay. So, in last year, Oregon was in, obviously, the initial one. They lost in the first week, their first game, you know, which was the bye, and everybody lost it. And now it's like, oh, you don't want the same thing to happen as last year. Well, number one, they're not going to play Ohio State again. That's the first thing we can say. They're not going to play
at least them. Not until the semifinals.
Not until the semi. So at least you have one game where you know that Oregon more than likely can probably win. So I don't want to hear this whole like, oh, they need the rest. No, stop it. Like, we need to go out there and for momentum, and that sounds absolutely crazy. And because you want a playoff game at Autzen, why? Like, I get it, and it's cool and everything, but number one, you want to spend 400 something a ticket. That ticket is going to be pretty pricey.
Yeah, I think it's going somewhere around like 350.
Yeah, pretty right pricey for Autzen Stadium that day. So you want to do all that, and that's cool because, yes, there are a lot of people that absolutely do, and that little $300 ticket is
I will say
nothing.
That Autzen, when a team is just getting absolutely obliterated by Oregon at Autzen, like it's just big play after big play after big play, and it's just a party for four quarters. Autzen's pretty damn fun during those
it
moments.
It absolutely is.
It's pretty 100%. Damn fun. But yeah, when it comes, like, I feel like it's pretty football common sense that if things play out today where they have the opportunity to jump into the four, give that to me all day long.
And what do you think plays more to recruits? We finished fifth and everything was cool, or we were one of the top four teams in the country for the second year in the playoff? I mean, you already just flipped, like, the number, what, two linebacker in the country just a couple days ago. So you're getting these guys come in. So you're going to get that anyway, whether you're the fifth seed or not. But, yeah, it plays much better for your program if for the second year in the 2 years of the playoff, you are a top four seed.
So basically the two arguments that I've heard for Oregon playing a home game at Autzen is because it would be a playoff game at Autzen. It would be a great environment,
sure,
right? And every
historic
Duck fan. Yeah, it's something that they've dreamed of watching live. I get that. And you guys have talked about it, that delay. Everybody's scared about that layoff of what I think it was 24 days between the time that Oregon played in the conference championship for the Big Ten last year and then faced off against Ohio State in the quarterfinals of the college football playoff. If Oregon played a first rounder, it would be, Joe, I think we figured this out, like 18 or 19 days off in between their final game of the regular season and into that first round college football playoff game. That's what math says, 5 days off from that last year. And if they end up playing a quarterfinal instead of a first round game, it ends up being like, what, 30 days, like you guys said. So the time off, in my opinion, really isn't that different either way from last year. And you do want guys to get healthy. You're hoping. I don't think DeCorian Moore is going to be back. Like, I'm not kissing the stars for that one. But, like, Gary Bryant Jr., maybe an Evan Stewart. Doubtful, but, like, we can cross our fingers that extra time would really help get some big weapons that Oregon needs going up against those elite teams. So I just don't see it. I think it's just more fun that Oregon fans want. And that layoff, guys, there's no, you talked about it, Rashad, there's no chance that Oregon could face off against Ohio State until the semifinals. Do you see any team like Ohio State from last year kind of hanging around the 8, 9, 10 seed that could jump up and beat everybody? I don't. Ohio State is Ohio State, right? Ryan Day had something to prove. I just don't see anybody floating around this top 12 this year like that.
Well, I also think...
No, I don't.
I think that a lot of people didn't expect Ohio State to do what they did last year,
yeah,
until they played Tennessee in that first round. And once they saw what they did to Tennessee, it was one of those where everybody was like, oh, well, S, this is if Ohio State is going to play like this, then I think everybody's in trouble. And sure enough, they won that game against Tennessee. They then played Oregon, won that one. Then they played their game against Texas. And then obviously won the national championship against Notre Dame, where it never really seemed like it was close. But yeah, in that 8-12 spot, not sure who that team would be this year.
Alabama? But no.
Maybe. But, you know, it's I think that this playoff field is pretty wide open. You know, say what you want about Ohio State's defense. Yeah, it's great. Really hasn't been tested this year. Basically the bookends of their season, Texas and Michigan, were their toughest games, and those are two non-playoff teams, and, you know, Texas has had their woes, and Michigan has had their offensive woes. So I just think that coming back to the Oregon conversation is that give me time off. Let guys get healthy. Like, why risk any sort of injury, anything, whether as big or as small, minor as it is? Like, yeah, tweaked hamstring, getting rolled up on a running play. That's one of those, like, all right, well, you're playing James Madison, Tulane. Maybe you're able to rest some guys at the end of the game
Third-string guys in there by third quarter.
But still, yeah, you don't, like, the roll-up plays. Those are the ones that get me. A lineman is just blocking, and then a linebacker or a running back falls into the back of his legs, and then it's like, oh, there you go, sprained ankle, you know, day-to-day, out possibly 2 to 3 weeks. Like, all right, well, that was really worth it. Like, no. This is why, yeah, I'm pulling for BYU. It's going to create a little bit of chaos, and they are up 7-3 right now. They just punted the ball away to Texas Tech, but I want to see BYU win because I think that it would knock Texas Tech down at least one spot and bump Oregon up.
Hell yeah, baby.
But also, maybe we're delusional over here and the committee is going to be like, no, Texas Tech's still 4. You know, they lost the conference championship, but we've said before, we're not going to punish teams.
We've seen dumber.
For conference championships. So they'll stay 4. BYU, you're in as the 10 or 11 seed or whatever. But yeah, I'm intrigued to see. And as we know, the committee too kind of just makes up things as they go.
Yeah, so that's typically how it goes. So I'm not holding my breath for anything at this point.
Texas Tech lost to Arizona State, right? Oregon lost to Indiana.
Yeah,
I think that's a big thing.
Well,
that
Texas Tech
they
also, like, they didn't have their starting quarterback that game, which does make a difference.
No, that's a good point too.
Yeah. And they honestly, I don't know how they lost that game. I remember watching that game against Arizona State. Like, the fact that Arizona State pulled that out at the end was absolutely ridiculous.
By the way, to put a cherry on top with the Oregon thing, Dan Lanning will never say this out loud, but you know he is foaming at the mouth for a second chance to come off of a long layoff of play and come and eat somebody alive. Like, they want to make sure that fans understand that they know how to do what they didn't do last year against Ohio State. So yeah, Lanning would never say that out loud, but I guarantee you he's like hoping, like, you know what, let's get another layoff because I actually will own you this time.
College football playoff, it will be decided tomorrow. That is when the final bracket will be announced, December 7th. I don't know what time, though.
They're slipping it in between, like, stupid games again. Is that what? I hope not.
Well, I don't think there's any games tomorrow.
College basketball-wise?
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing during the week. They'll slip it.
During college basketball, they do the CFP.
Here's the real important part. Well, they're trying to increase ratings for the basketball, so in between, like, the end of one and the beginning of another, that's when they slot it in. It's been quite the weird viewing experience.
Well, if you really choose to want to watch the rankings be released, then, you know, Google it. Look online somewhere. You'll find it.
Oregon fan will definitely be glued to the screen for that one.
But that takes care of college football playoffs. Let's move to the NFL. Let's look at some of these divisional battles. And right here, right now, we decide who is winning the divisions in the NFL.
Oh.
Putting our name on it. Do that. We got who do you love in the second hour. Wanted to get into the little Blazers stuff as well. Do that all next. Sports Saturday, hour number 2, coming up here on the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.